Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. So earlier, I published my 2018 in review, technologies that I thought were incredibly interesting that had shipped and were already sitting in my house and I was playing with. 2019 brings a bunch of interesting products and an interesting solution set. So I thought I'd give you my predictions for what's big in 2019. The first thing is the long-awaited Aqua Drone. I spoke with the project creator, I don't know, about a couple months ago, maybe early November timeframe. He expects that the products will ship April-May timeframe of 2019. Aqua Drone is the first totally submersible 360-degree camera-toting product that allows you, as the flyer, to both pull out modules on the drone so that you can have a sonar module and so that you can have a camera module, and the camera is waterproof so that it can go underwater with the device, and the Aqua Drone can actually land on the water. So it allows you to fly over the water. It allows you to carry a fishing line with you. It allows you to have sonar, a video picture capability, and obviously with the fishing line, you can then drop the fishing line right where the fish are. So there's a lot of opportunities for people that like to go fishing to utilize the Aqua Drone that is going to be shipping in 2019. It is one of the most exciting products that I see out there. And beyond Aqua Drone, you're getting into the reality that 2019 is the year of the connected device. I think what you're going to see is a doubling of connected devices in the world, and it's going to create a big change in the marketplace for a lot of things. The next component is the broad concepts of software-defined data center, software-defined networking, software-defined security, all of those things, and included in that is probably the software-defined mesh network for IoT devices, so on and so forth. Software-defined is going to be big in 2019. The next thing is something that's kind of been forgotten for the last few years, and that's the reality of networks. Networks are going to be huge in 2019. The smarter your network, the more information your network can get, the less weak points you have in your overall enterprise network. If you think about, you know, the enterprise of today, many people work from home, many people work from Starbucks, many people work from different locations. So having a distributed network is cool, it's critical, it's what people need, but it is also something that you have to plan for and you have to evaluate, because the most important thing about networks is that they are the pipeline to get to the solution. Without the network properly configured, without the network handling and managing the solutions that you're trying to get to the world, you're just going to have a problem. So we're going to slowly but surely see the rise of software-defined networking, but we're also going to start seeing people start asking questions about their home network. How can I make my home network better? I've diatribed on this many times, and I will one last time. The commercial on TV, the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, is useless if you connect to the router, and if it allows you to upload and download at the same speed, then it matters that you're the fastest to the router. If the router has a cap on uploads, then it doesn't matter how fast you get there. You're still going to wait. So it's just something to think about. Security is a huge 2019 thing. I think it's going to change. It's gonna change in a couple of ways. The first is people are gonna realize, you know, we could be better at security. I always, you know, tell people if there's a huge, massive army on the horizon, you know, where do you want to start meeting that army? Sun Tzu always said, you know, attack your enemy in as many different locations as you can before they get to you. So if you think about that, the network is the perfect place to begin the concept of long-term remote attacks. So let's go after the remote army away from our location, not at our location. The other thing, obviously, that this does is, you know, you don't really start your security at the enterprise firewall anymore, because your network extends to those devices and extends to those people out and about. And the last thing, you know, is the explosion that is both AR and VR in the marketplace. I think VR is going to take off and has taken off in the gaming world, and it's going to continue to expand in the gaming world over the next few years. AR is going to continue to expand, and there are a number of ways that I see AR expanding going forward. Anyway, thank you very much. Both of these last two podcasts come from my blog. If you want to fill out the poll, I'll include the poll with the podcast when I share it. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for joining, and have a great day.